Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another play building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Amen. We thank God for everything that's gone forth on today. And I would like to welcome the people of the Most High God to our broadcast on tonight. And we're going a little different on tonight. Instead of just doing a regular teaching or preaching or what we regularly do, we have a live call-in miracle healing broadcast on tonight. And the phone number is 646-668-6633. While we're waiting on you all to call in, we will be going through various scriptures to encourage you that it is God's will that you be set free from whatever you are being tormented with. So we want you to feel free to call in. What we do, we recognize the various numbers, and we will not put your personal information out there. We will not call out any names of that nature. We will only give like the first, the last four digits of the number that's called. But this will be perfectly confidential, so you don't have to worry about anybody knowing about your business. As I said, we are praying that God's will be done in your life. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you completely bless the broadcast on tonight. Father God, bless, heal, deliver, and set free all that will call in on tonight. Any foul spirits, any hindering spirits, we bind them up and we cast them out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against all spirits with spirits of iniquity, spirits of disease, spirits of control, spirits of mental anguish. We come against these spirits right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them up and we cast them out in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For all our listeners that are listening on today, I want to encourage you that God has your best interest at heart. It is not God's will that people are sick, bound up, suffering, going through all kinds of anguish and pain. That is not God's will for us on today. Now, we realize that these things does happen. Things happen, as the saying goes, bad things happen to good people. But God is still in control, and he has a way out of every situation that you might fall into. God is a good God, and he's always a good God, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what it might look like. God is still good. Even though every time you cut on the news, every time you look at the television, you see evil. But one thing I would like to say to you, God is not an evil God, and he has nothing to do with evil. He is not tempted of evil, as the word of God says. A lot of the things that is happening negative on today is because of the choices men make and because of the will that they have towards evil. Many times these various individuals that are doing all the evil in the world, you can best believe that God has spoken to them in one way or another. You might say the old saying, well, something told me to do this, or something told me not to do that. Something was dealing with my conscience when I got ready to do this evil thing, and it was trying to convince me not to do this evil thing. But many people, they push that good saying to the side, or that good thought to the side, and go ahead and force the evil. No. It's amazing how God, even though he is all powerful and almighty, and he knows everything, nevertheless, he will not go against our choice and our will that he gave us. And I want to bring that out. God gave us the ability to make choices. He gave us a will. And if we make a choice against his choice, he's not going to force you to take his choice. He's not going to force his will on you that way. That's not God. That's the enemy. That's what the devil does. That's what the evil one does. All right? You say, why am I talking like this? I'm talking like this to encourage you that God is not the author of your troubles. God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of disease and trouble. That's not God. You say, well, we have it, and it's all over the world, as I said before.
Some of it is choice, and some of it is just things
happening. Yes, as Advantage Montgomery said, some of it is choice, and some things just happen. But when it's evil,
it's not from God.
You can best believe that the devil and his demons had a lot to do with all this that's going on in the world that's negative.
Well, the young man that just recently killed his family, That was premeditated.
It was premeditated.
And that's what people don't understand. They, like you said, they yield their flesh over to the enemy. No telling what he was thinking about. There's no cut reason to murder your. There's no reason to kill and murder up your family. Unless
right.
there's demon activity behind it.
That's right.
And there is some illnesses, excerpts from the Bible, where certain sicknesses can be cured by casting out devils.
That's right.
Some illnesses are linked directly by demonic activity. Now, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That is absolutely true. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. But as we said earlier, it's a live call in. The number is 646-668-8633. Now, if you want to call in to just say that you are listening to the program, or you have something that you would like to say, or some thoughts, you can feel free to call in. But if you have some various conditions and you're believing God for healing and deliverance, please call in. Don't let the enemy cheat you out of the blessing that God has for you, or out of your healing, or out of your deliverance. Because I know there's someone out there that's listening, and the enemy is telling them right now, don't do it, don't call in, you'll be all right. That's how the enemy talks. You'll be all right. And he knows you're not going to be all right. But what is he? He is the devil. Satan, Lucifer, is the father of lies. Jesus said he was the father of lies, so there's no greater authority than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave us the character of our enemy. So whatever he said, you can best believe there are some lies mixed up in that some kind of way. All right, let me go into the word while we're waiting. I want to encourage you and what God has given us and what God wants to do for us. I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians 12, and I want to go into the gifts of the Spirit. Now, what I want to go into is the power gifts, because that's what we will be dealing with on tonight. And this is what I want you to know, that God has given us power over the enemy, but we have to use it. What good is weapons of our warfare if you're not ever going to use them, if you're not going to pick them up, if you're not going to learn how to wield your sword or wield the weapons and the knowledge that God has given us to fight off the enemy and stay healthy in Christ and have a right mind and a pure heart. All that comes from the Word. It comes from and by the Holy Ghost. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has left us and sent us all these weapons and everything we need to be prosperous in the things of God. But let's go into the Word. And all this is coming from that same Holy Ghost, that same Holy Spirit. So we have to endeavor to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot be filled with devils.
But I want to say this too. And a lot of times, you know, people think being filled is, you know, you got to fall out and convulse and all that. That's not being filled. All you need to do is ask the Heavenly Father to fill you with this Holy Spirit, and you don't want a false spirit.
Amen.
You say, Lord, we just ask you to fill you with your true Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. But all this entertainment where you got the preachers blowing on folks and they falling out, and that's not of God, okay? And getting filled with the Holy Spirit is nothing to be afraid of.
Amen.
He said, just ask, and he'll give it to you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, let me get to the Word. That's what I was saying. 1 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11. I want to read this to you because this is in reference to the power of the Holy Ghost. Of course, the power of the Holy Ghost is evident in every aspect of the Spirit. But what I'm talking about now is the things that people will see and the things that will actually heal you, set you free, cast out devils, all this is by the Holy Ghost. But here it is right here. To another, 1 Corinthians 12 and 9. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretations of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So you see, it's the Holy Ghost that divides these different giftings to who he wants to. Remember, no man is really going to flow in all the gifts of the Spirit, because they are given by the Spirit to whoever the Holy Ghost wants to give them to. But when you're talking about the gift of faith, it's not, we have faith to believe to be saved. And we have faith to be filled, to be believed that we are filled with the Holy Ghost. But the kind of faith that the Word of God is talking about is a supernatural ability to believe God without any human doubt, unbelief, and reasonings. So you just have faith. You believe God is going to heal you regardless of how you feel. There is no doubt. There's no unbelief, and there's no reasoning. You're not trying to figure it out. Now, this is the gift of faith. Now, the gift of faith is not blind. The gift of faith looks strictly at Jesus Christ for whatever that person is believing for. That is a gift. And the reason I say that in this fashion, you have a person with the gift of faith, he's going to believe regardless of other folks telling them it's not going to work. Or you can just give up. I mean, what you praying for? What you praying for? It's too far gone. You know, the doctor come in. Sometimes people, the doctors have come in and told people in some instances that this particular disease or infirmity is going to take them out. But these people believe and have faith in God, even though they can see the month that they're supposed to expire. But they believe in God regardless. And they say, even if I die, I'm believing for deliverance. I'm believing for healing. I'm not looking at all this other stuff that's going on.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
And with the healing, the gift of faith to do the miraculous, I want to just point out, a lot of people miss their healing, and God just put this in my spirit, because you're looking to some big preacher. You feel that if he can lay hands on you, or if he can speak a word over you, you'll be made whole.
Mm-hmm.
But just like Pastor said, the gifts are given as the Holy Spirit chooses. So you may be looking down on a not-so-big ministry where I'm not going to call in because they can't do nothing for me. But how do you know the Holy Spirit didn't lead us tonight to do this healing broadcast?
Amen.
And if you don't call in, you're going to miss your blessing, because you're waiting on some big mega preacher to lay hands on you. I thought about, who was it, Naaman?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was looking for a healing, but he didn't. The prophet man of God told him to dip 7 times in the River Jordan, and he said, that river too nasty. I don't want to dip in that.
Amen.
If I come from St. Louis, the Mississippi River is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want to dip in that. I could not go over to one of these nicer looking rivers. So what am I saying? To you, it may not be that particular ministry is big enough for me, or I know I don't think they got the healing. But when God orchestrates something, don't you know God is there in the midst?
Amen.
He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that was, we talked about faith. Now we're talking about healing. Now this is by the Holy Ghost. We're talking, this is the Holy Ghost. This is the Word of God talking about the various functions of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and what God and Christ. And it's a wonderful thing because Jesus Christ himself sent us the Holy Spirit. He sent us the Holy Ghost to do his will in the earth with power and authority. And also to be our help, a paraclete, that one that walks beside us and guides us and tells us and teaches us of things about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will point us to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the word and through his power. We also have the gift of healing. It's the healing of all manner of sickness by supernatural power without human aid or medicine. Praise the Lord. And I know as many people out there, and I'm a witness to some, that God has come into the doctor's office or come into the operating room, and he heals miraculously. And the doctors could only stand back and look and say, wow. I mean, we couldn't do that. I would like to give a testimony in reference to my aunt. My aunt is 97 years old, and she was supposed to go in to have cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. Well, my aunt, she believed in God. She had faith. Amen. And she prayed and she asked the Lord to heal her eyes. She said the Lord revealed to her that she would not need surgery and that the doctors would come back and tell her that she's already healed. She's delivered. She don't need surgery. And lo and behold, that's just what happened. She went to have the surgery done. And when she went to the operating table or wherever they were going to conduct the procedure, the doctor came back and said, you already healed. What we saw the other day is not there today. It's gone. You completely healed. We don't need to operate on your eyes. That's how healing works. That's how the gifts of healing works. It's miraculous. It's healing without the aid of the doctors or medicine. Now, I'd like to say this now. Sometimes healings are over a period of time, but it's still God. Sometimes they are instantaneous, but they're still by God. In other words, you're being healed and delivered and set free without the aid of man or medicine. God did it. God can do it. He's always been doing it, and he will continue to do that.
And I just want to interject. And we're not saying stop taking your medication.
Amen.
You wait till God heal you. But, you know, because Jesus, Luke was a physician.
Yes.
You know, and he could have had Luke around him so he could validate that those miracles were real.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times you get healed, what do? You go to the doctor, you want to get the doctor's report, and then they look at their report and say, by our standards, you are, they'll say, they don't know what happened. You know, they can never say, they said, you don't have this ailment.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I want to say, that a lot of times, it can be, God can take it over a period of time and then he can heal you instantaneously.
That's right.
But it's by his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get through, I want to show some following causes. There's some sicknesses that can be healed by casting out certain devils.
Amen.
You say, evangelist, what are you talking about? Over in Matthew 4:23-24, this particular spirit, it tormented, it was a lunatic possessed with devils. Jesus healed him.
That's right.
Now, you know, everybody's talking about the young man that murdered his family, his two little girls. That was a demonic spirit that if he would have called out, God could have changed his mind before he got to that state.
Amen.
See, a lot of times God will be putting on your heart to call, get deliverance. Some of you being tormented right now. I don't know. God brought me to that scripture. It was a tormenting lunatic devil. And if you're being tormented, can't sleep at night, spirits talking to your mind,
mm-hmm.
you're seeing things all in the house, things cutting on water and bumping all through the night. Those are tormented spirits.
Yes.
They can be healed.
They can be cast out.
Cast out, and you can be healed by the power of God. Then there are other devils, possessed devils. This young man was blind and dumb, and he was healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's over in Matthew 12:22. Then in Matthew 17:14-21, you reference these scriptures yourself. Jesus rebuked the devil, and the child was cured.
Amen.
See, back in the day, a lot of times, if you didn't have a lot of money, you couldn't just run to the doctor like we do nowadays. We go to the doctor for any little thing.
Yes.
You know. And I'm not knocking the doctors, because God can use them to heal too.
Amen.
But sometimes when if the government should cut off all this, we have a call.
Amen. We thank you for calling 9947. We want to admonish caller 9947. 9947. We thank you for calling in. Is there anything you would like to discuss, or you have a prayer request at this time?
Oh, I just wanted a healing. I'm not sure. I just called in. I'm not sure what the message is.
Oh, no.
It is.
I don't know.
The message is healing. we're having a live call-in miracle healing broadcast tonight, especially for people who desire prayer and they want to be set free. So we'll be more than happy to pray for you in that regard.
What
are you seeking a deliverance for or prayer for? And we can address that right now.
Set free from the government. So I need a way to take care of myself so I can be ultimately set free from the powers that control this third D dimension in the world.
Yes, okay.
We
kind of dealing with that ourselves, sister. So we know exactly what you're going to.
But God delivered us.
Yeah, but he's delivering us.
The IRS had, you know, trumped up some charges, but God, through the power of prayer, God is setting us free from that.
Amen. Oh, my parents went through that too. And I think they still paying. They've been paying since I've been in high school, and I'm 40, and they still paying. That's crazy, right?
It's crazy, but we're going to pray that and so many people are yoked up with this government, overly dependent, and God wants us to be free from the rule, because, you know, when the mark of the beast come in, they're going to force people to take that mark.
Oh,
so we
they started already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up our sister to you right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That she would be free from financial bondage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We bind up and we rebuke and we cast out every spirit of poverty and spirit that will cause unnecessary need. We bound these things up right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
And Father God, we thank you even right now for giving our sister, yes, wisdom to get wealth and wisdom to get things that she needs in the financial area.
Yeah.
So Father God, we thank you for that.
Yeah.
We're standing on that. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we thank you for giving her the wisdom to make good, sound investments. Yes.
Amen.
Good, sound investments that she would be, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, that she would be free from the entanglements of the world, and that she would be also free to do your work.
Yes.
to move in the ministry or the work that you have given her, and she will not be bound to the things of this world, especially
right.
in the area of finances.
Yes. Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you, God. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the Lord was just impressing on me to share this with you.
Okay.
And what he's impressing on me to share with you is to expect your mind to be enlightened in righteous, how you say, righteous finances. Finances that don't cause trouble. Finances that are good and clean.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Right. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Sister, you can be blessed, and you can look to expect the things that God has given you.
Amen.
There are various scriptures that you can look up, and God will lead you in some of them that will help you in this area. And we're going to the financial area.
Yes. And we'll give our email address at the end of the program, and then I will, you can just email us, and I can send you some of these financial scriptures that you can start praying over your own finances.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because when we started out young, we had to rely on the government, you know? But God blessed us where we could break away from that government control.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So this
Amen.
Is what we're trusting God. He's going to do it for you.
Amen.
He did it for us.
He's
going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you an example, God has blessed us where we, it's not nook and crook. We ain't out there robbing. We ain't out there as ministers of God, taking folks to the cleaners. We just trust God, and God provides.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is places that I never dreamt I would live. Coming out of a poor, impoverished area, drug rent, murder, capital, and God moved us in a resort. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I know the power of God. And like I said, the miracle, we're going to be sharing more talking about where we come from rags. We're getting there, but we're living in a comfortable lifestyle. Amen.
I understand.
Amen.
Amen.
And like I said, and it's not, the blessings of God cause no sorrow.
That's right.
Amen. So we'll post our email and just send us an email, and I'll send you some financial scriptures that we pray over our own finances every day, you know.
Okay.
And God bless us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Be blessed.
Be blessed, sister. Now,
right.
thank
you.
You for calling.
God bless you.
All right. Bless you. All right. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're gonna go back to the word. It says, now we talked about the gift of healing. Now we're talking about the working of miracles. And this is all by the Holy Ghost. And it's all that Jesus has given us all this.
Yeah.
You see? So we can expect to flow in these things, but it is by the Holy Ghost, and it's by the Holy Ghost. To picks and chooses whoever he wants to give these particular giftings to, for that particular time and for the body of Christ.
Amen.
The working of miracles is a supernatural power to intervene in the ordinary course of nature and to counteract natural laws if necessary.
Yes.
Now, according to the scripture, the gifts of the Spirit now are to continue to work through the followers of Christ until his return. So let no one tell you that these things are just for the apostles, or just at the time of Christ, or just at the time of Peter and Paul. No, it's for the whole church age until Christ comes back. That is our power.
Yeah.
That is our power. If we don't have the power of the kingdom of God, if we don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, the enemy will completely destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Because we have no power. But I just wanted to bring those things out. I also want to bring out what our Lord said in reference to prayer and the power of prayer, and what he said in reference to deliverance. And this is what the Lord said in Matthew 7, 7 through 11. He said, ask, and he said, ask, and you will receive. He didn't put no, he didn't say might or maybe, or depending on how you feel, or depending on how I feel. He said, ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you. Jesus says, everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find. And for the one who knocks, the door will be open. Now, this is what our Lord and Savior is saying to anybody who has a relationship with him and will ask him and will seek him and will knock on the door of the kingdom of God, you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what the Lord Jesus is saying. Don't believe the lies that the enemy tells you, that he won't do it, because he already told you that he will, and he desires to do so.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said this. He said this. If your child asks for a piece of bread, would any of you give him a stone? Say, you wouldn't do that. Or if your child asks for a fish, would you give him a snake? Would you give him a copperhead? Or a diamondback rattler? No, you wouldn't do that. Jesus said, even though you're evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. So how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Amen.
So what we're saying tonight, the door is open.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask the Lord for what you desire in righteousness. And Jesus said he will do it.
Yeah.
He didn't say he might.
Yeah.
He said that he will.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you in that area, because somebody might be sitting out there thinking, well, my situation is too tough and I don't think God will do it for me.
Mm.
Well, that's not what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm. So he healed them all.
That's right.
Read James, our main scripture.
Amen. That's true. Yeah. Let me bring something else out to you. We're coming out of James 5 and 11. I know these verses are common, but for some reason, when people get sick, or for some reason when bad things happen to them, look like the scriptures and everything that God taught them, it just go right out the window. It just dissipates. It's like a spirit of doubt come in, and they just don't believe nothing except what negative people tell them. The doctors say, well,
4 months.
4 months, you know, 4 months. Yeah, we don't see God for nothing.
Amen.
But that's when you hold on to God. You need to have the kind of attitude whereas, like Job, I'm going to trust him regardless. Even on my deathbed, I'm going to believe and trust in the Lord. That's the kind of attitude we have to have. Faith, 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 like the song say, just a little bit of faith. That's all we need. Because any amount of faith that you have when it's towards Jesus Christ, guess what? It grows. It doesn't stay minute. That's the thing about a mustard seed. I did a study on the mustard seed, and what I found out about that mustard seed, even though the hull of that seed is minute, it's very small, but inside of that hull is relatively hundreds of little small seeds in that hull. So what happens when you plant a seed, all those little small seeds that are in the hull or the protection spreads out. That's how faith is. It's immeasurable, saints, people of the Most High God. Faith is immeasurable. You can't measure it like that. So if you have any amount of faith in God, it's really a lot. There's no such thing as a little faith.
Well, your faith is going to be activated when you make that call. Like the sister that just called in. Now, she activated her faith, and God is going to start showing her various avenues on how to break that poverty spirit. I don't know if it was generational, but that's what I'm getting in my spirit. But God is going to show her ways to break some of those generational poverty spirits.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To show her how to be set free.
Amen.
And like I said, praying over your finances. He's going to show you investments. There are several investments you can participate in. It don't cost any money. Acorn, they just take a change. Leftover change. You go to the store, you spend 95 cents, 5 cents going into your little savings account. It's just building money up for you. And I'm putting props off for Acorn. So far, we don't save $500 just with loose change. Change you don't even recognize you have.
Amen.
But these are just little ways that you can start saving pennies.
Yes.
And it can bless you in other areas. So God is going to give her wise decisions on how to break that cycle, generational or whatever it is that has been holding her back, where she feels she can't move forward in her finances.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for that. And our broadcast is mostly a miracle healing broadcast. The number is 646-668-8633. And we want to encourage you to trust God. And I would say this to everyone out there that is listening, is that in this particular day and time, you are really going to have to learn how to trust in the living God, how to totally lean on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the reason I'm saying this is because, to be truthful, according to the Word of God, and according to the times that we are in, things are not going to get too much better. I'll say that. It's going to come to a point in time where you're going to have to know the Lord, have a real relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just to make it. Just to make it. Because there are going to be some things that's going to happen that's going to be phenomenal. And it's not going to be phenomenal like good. It's going to be phenomenal like negative. But see, when we are in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, He's going to keep us. He's going to protect us. He's going to guide us. That's what He's always done, and that's what He's going to continue to do. But let me go into the Word some. I'm going into James 5. And 13, and it reads like this. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It didn't say the prayer of faith might save them or could save them. It says shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. It says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then he goes back in the Old Testament and he tells what Elias did. So it was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was a human being just like everybody else. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. You hear that? So God is hearing, he's saying the Lord is hearing the prayers of the righteous. All right. You said we have we're talking about healing on tonight. We're talking about miracles on tonight. The number is 646-668-8633. But I want you to be encouraged that when you are in Christ Jesus and you have a relationship with him and you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you believe in his word, you believe in the Holy Ghost, you are filled with his Holy Ghost, you are a saved individual, you are living upright in the Lord, you can call on the Lord for your needs to be met. You can call on the Lord for your healing. You can call on the Lord for your deliverance. You can call on the Lord to go against various foul and unclean spirits. Finances, anything that's tormenting you. And he said he will do it for you. He didn't say he might. He said he would. But you have to believe and hold on. Hold on. Like I say, faith is patterned as a mustard seed. But mustard seeds grow. It's planted. When it's planted, the roots come out and it grows. It doesn't stay the same. So that's what I'm saying to you. Don't believe the hype of the enemy. Don't believe the enemy when he tells you that you can't make it or you're not going to make it. It's too hard. It's impossible. God has been doing impossible things from Genesis to Revelation. And he's continually doing great and wonderful things. You know, what did the word of God say? It said the worlds were formed by just his word. There was nothing there. He spoke. And the words were formed, spoke, and the angels came into being. He spoke, and the earth was formed. But he didn't speak us.
And I just want to interject. Also, we're talking about healing tonight, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional healing. And God just put in my spirit, he was saying that some of our listening audience, they may say, well, it's not physical healing, but I take drugs. I'm an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
See, those are demon spirits that, those are the kind of infirmities that attract demon spirits.
Yeah.
And if you're a born again believer, you have no, you don't have any business being an alcoholic.
All hooked on dope.
On drugs. Because you fill in
all
your
perversion.
Temple
mm-hmm.
or perversion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you bound up with pornography. You can't get through the day without looking at some of them porn sites. Those are demon spirits. But see, that's where God wants to set you free.
Amen.
I know the church, this is not popular in your mainstream. But we see too many Christians, professing Christians, bound up with all types of infirmities that is not just based on a natural disease.
Mm-hmm.
They're spiritually diseased, spiritually sick. You need deliverance. You need to be made whole on
Amen.
Tonight. This is why God has placed on our our heart by the Holy Spirit to have you call in. Like you said, some people are going through, been plagued with finances and all type of poverty spirit. They need to be broken off your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for the program thus far. We have approximately 10 minutes, maybe 9 to 10 minutes left in the program. As we said earlier, call-in number is 646-668-8633. We want to thank the young lady that called in, and we know that the Lord is going to set her free, deliver her, and take her to a new level in Christ Jesus. What we're saying now tonight is, you can be blessed also. And God wants to do it. He's a good God. We have testimonies of the in our lives of how he has brought us through and kept us in every aspect of our life. And we are thankful to him for that. And you can be thankful also. Thank God for the things that he has already done for you. But if there's other things or other needs and desires that you have in your heart and righteousness, you can ask him. You can freely talk to him now. You don't have to go and make the various sacrifices that they used to make in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ is the supreme sacrifice. He died and he gave his life for us that we can be free from all the onslaught of the enemy. He did that for us. Why did he do it? He did it because he loved us just that much. It's amazing. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus did that.
I just want to interject something too. Just kind of went in my spirit that sometimes when the water is troubled, you have to step in.
Amen.
And tonight, the water is troubled. If somebody out there about wisdom and knowledge God gave me, you've been bound with infirmity, and this is a physical infirmity, for a long time. And the doctors have really just given up hope on you.
Well, we'll just pray.
So we're going to pray tonight for that person that this infirmity, and the doctors don't even seem like they can find out really what's going on. But you've been bound up. You've been running to the doctor back and forth. You stay in pain. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit,
amen,
we send forth the spirit of healing, the yes. deliverance, miraculous healing.
Yes.
Touch that person on tonight, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
We break every foul spirit that is tormenting this physical body.
Yes.
And we command you to loose
her.
Loose right now.
Loose right
in the
now.
Name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Lord God, you came to set the captives free.
In the name of Jesus.
We break the yoke off of that person's life.
Yes, Lord.
You know who you are.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But you've been going through for a long time. God
yes.
said, just reach out, believe it is done.
Yes. In
according
Jesus
to
name.
His word.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Be ye whole.
Amen. In Jesus'
be
name.
Be ye whole.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We break and even the mental anguish that this torment spirit has caused mentally.
Yes, Lord
we
Jesus.
We break that off your mind
in
right now
in Jesus.
The name of
in
Jesus.
The name of
we
Jesus
command
Christ
you
Christ.
Say loose right now. Loose
right
them.
Now. Loose them in the name of Jesus.
Take your hand off of them.
Set them free and let them go in Jesus' name.
By your stripes, ye were healed.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
And we believe according to God's word that he spoke and it was so.
Amen.
So, Lord God, we just thank you for the miraculous healing and our brother. It's a brother. I'm going to tell you, it's a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God showed me. It's a man.
And yes, Lord Jesus.
You've been going through a long time.
Yes.
And God said tonight, receive it.
Receive your deliverance.
It's done.
In Jesus'
in
name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have 5 minutes left on the program. So, I mean, if someone wants to call in the last 5 minutes, 646-668-8633, we'll be more than happy to deal. Yes. Okay. We would like to give our email address out. It is kingdomofgod77@gmail.com.
Kingdom of God Ministries.
That's right. Kingdom of God Ministries 77@gmail.com.
And send us your prayer requests. We do pray, and we do pray over them. And I will be, my sister that called in, you can reach out to us, and then we will email you back with some of these scriptures that we pray over our own finances to rebuke the devourer.
Yes.
Because we know Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And there was a particular scripture I'll send you about how the locusts try to eat up your substance. But it is broken in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
There is no more lack. God Amen. Is going to show you avenues and ways to get free from the bondage of the government.
Amen.
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 Amen. So with that,
yes.
Pastor, you can yes. close it up.
Yes, we'll be closing out the program. We want to thank the Lord for everyone that called in tonight. We want to thank the Lord for the deliverance that he's made, for the healings that he's done, for those that he has set free in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the program on tonight. We ask that you continue to bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, be blessed. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
Amen. Bye.